Welcome back to the Reptiles With podcast.
We outside!
Let's go. I was going to say we're at Tinley Park. That's a lie.
Outside is better.
Yeah. So we're hanging out outside. Can we say where we're at?
No.
Okay.
No, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because there's motherfucking poachers that want to know exactly where you are, and then they come and destroy shit, they litter, and then they poach the animals. There's different types of people that will find out these places and fuck them up.
So if you do know where we are, keep it to yourself.
Shut the fuck up. That's where I'm at. We outside.
Yeah. So I am feeling Tinley Park FOMO. I did not go to Tinley Park. None of us went to Tinley Park, the NARBC. Is anybody else feeling FOMO?
No.
Damn, why? What the fuck?
It's just a reptile show.
Wow, he said just a reptile show.
I will say, being from here,
give it respect, it's the reptile show.
You don't see like
it is the reptile show,
and
that is cool.
That is true.
That is cool. It is the reptile show. I just think I'm desensitized to reptiles.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
What? Desensitized to reptiles? That's insane.
Not reptiles.
This is the reptile
show.
Yeah, reptiles.
I'm desensitized to things in deli cups. I saw they had like caiman in like sandwich containers.
I did see that too. Yeah.
That was
like,
funny.
Wait, caiman?
Caiman.
Yeah.
Like caiman.
Like dwarf caiman, yeah.
Like dwarf caiman.
In the little containers
Jesus.
Where they put blueberries.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm okay.
Well, I guess that kills what I was about to ask you guys
right now.
Can we make plans as of now to go to the one in October?
I would go. Sure. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I'm not feeling FOMO.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not like, oh man, I didn't go.
That's exactly how I feel right now. When I saw all of the friends just hanging out there,
That is cool, yeah. But like imagine hanging out with them here.
Oh, true.
Literally. We're playing around in a little river and we're just like, yeah, we're having the time of our lives.
Yeah, that's true. Imagine
it took like fucking 4 hours to get you guys to come record this fucking podcast.
True.
Why?
No, because you guys were playing. I'm over here just standing
remember,
there like...
Chuck, you don't remember when you were off over all the way over there?
No! I would never!
We were straight wrestling.
That's so funny.
Straight yeah, you guys were...
wrestling?
Yeah.
Not in my case, because
I fucking... I don't know, bro.
So, can we try our best to make it out to fucking Tinley in October?
No.
I'm down.
No, okay. Yeah, we can go.
I can try.
We can go.
We were going to be so hyped.
Yeah, I was.
Woo! Tinley! Yeah!
Energy.
Cayman and deli cups, I love it.
Yeah.
Berms.
I mean more the hang. The hang is fun.
The hang is fun. Sure. Yeah, if you mean the hang, yeah.
I've just never been to Chicago, so I'll be excited to go there.
It's not Chicago, it's Tinley Park.
Same shit.
No.
Chirac
will beat you up.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah, no. But yes, we are hanging out outside. We did not go to Tinley Park. This is our Tinley Park exclusive. We are not there.
For the millionth time.
I don't know how many podcasts we've recorded about not being in Tinley Park. I've never been.
Every
time that it comes
twice
around.
Twice a year, bro. Twice a year.
We have a couple things to talk about. Tino, talk to me about the fact that apparently reptiles can listen.
No.
Yeah. No, we're going to skip that one. We're going to go to amphibians first.
We're going to go to amphibians first?
Amphibians first.
I have a lead up.
I'm in.
Okay.
In Brazil, it was recently, some scientists recently were looking at Sicilians, a specific species.
South Italy people.
I was like,
Everybody knows what we're talking about.
I was like,
did you
guys see the article I sent about Sicilians? And he's like, I don't understand what you mean.
What's going on in Sicily?
So basically, these Sicilians, if you don't know what they are, they're really, really interesting amphibians. Basically, we found that they go ahead and they produce milk for their young. A reptile producing a nutrient-rich substance. Oh, sorry. An amphibian.
Damn.
An anurin producing a rich...
A what?
A nutrient... An anurin.
What's an anurin?
Like a frog, toad, amphibian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know
is
that?
Producing nutrient-rich substance for its young. And actually, how apparently the babies exhibit a behavior that it's like begging. They like... They want
the milk?
Yeah,
dude. They go up against the mama.
It comes out of the tail.
Yep. They go up against the mom and they squeak.
Is there anything different in the milk?
It's very similar to mammal milk, but mammal milk is not all the same either.
True.
So it's its own version of it, but it has a lot of the proteins and things that
these amphibians are lapping up a liquid substance.
Yeah.
It's being milked.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I usually get the same reaction from Chuck's milk. I do.
I don't know, I have yet to try that one yet.
No, you should.
It's worth it.
Tino, you want to go in?
No.
It's expensive.
No, I'm
squeaking till this day. Anyways, what were you guys saying about the milk?
So, This is where I said something to you, Tina, earlier.
That it's fascinating how reptiles don't fit into our boundaries.
Not only reptiles. That's not a reptile. It's an amphibian. Animals in general. Like, if he produces milk as a mammal, amphibian said, fuck you. Like, Watch me milk. Watch me milk, bitch.
Yep.
What do you think of that, Tino?
That's wild. That's crazy.
Now, what's a mammal now, bitch?
Why are you so mad at him?
Look. Because he pisses me off with we need to have a standard. We need to... And nature
look,
goes...
Look. A polymorphic definition of species, of phylogeny, all that stuff just doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not scientific. But with that said, a coconut technically should be a mammal. It's got fur and it produces milk. That's a mammal.
You hear this guy?
Fur? What are we talking about?
You hear this guy, bro.
I'm sure it's hair.
Yeah.
No, we call it milk, but it's not milk.
Yeah, a pluralistic definition of species just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's not scientific.
Are fruits vertebrates? Yes.
You know what, though? Look, let's ask the turtle boys, right?
I'm going to lose brain cells!
Vertebrates versus invertebrates, right? Vertebrates have the spinal segments within the body, right?
Okay.
And invertebrates have them on the outside or not at all.
Here he goes with his dumbassery. I know where he's going.
Turtles, okay, they have their backbones on the outside of their bodies. So to ask the turtle people, why are turtles not invertebrates? Or at least half invertebrate.
The bones are inside.
They're inside.
Got the ribs. You got the vertebrae, and outside of that, you have the turtle boys.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but he answered the question.
Yeah, I literally answered it correctly. Fuck you, Eric. You didn't have enough brain cells to answer.
The skull's inside. The arms are inside. The legs are inside. Not the arms. The legs are inside. The tail's inside. The shell's on the outside.
The shell is not the vertebrae. The vertebrae is inside the shell, and so are the ribs.
Yeah, the spinal cord.
They're inside.
Yeah.
So it's...
The spine isn't. The spine is the outside. The spine is on the inside of the shell.
The spine's in the inside.
It is, and it's covered by the shell.
Yeah.
What is the shell? Is it
keratin?
Ribs? The shell's not keratin. The shell is bone.
Yes, it is.
The shell's bone.
There's a layer of bone, yes. But it is bone. It's almost like an osteoderm.
That is an osteoderm. That is bone. That's the bone.
No, it's very different. When you see the skeleton of an alligator, the osteoderm is above the skeleton itself. It sits right on top of it, but it's not part of it.
So when you're looking at a turtle skeleton, okay, you're looking at a turtle skeleton. Yes, you have layers of keratin over the tops of it, but the shell itself is made of bone.
Yes. Yeah, but the spinal and all of that is inside still.
Yeah.
Like, your bones are inside your muscle. Like,
it's just two layers of bone.
Yeah.
Like, the spine just happens to be on top. Or
and below
the shell, like the carapace.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
So is the fucking Sicilian.
Bro,
so is
does not give a fuck milking. About your rules, goddammit.
The rules are there to define the rules.
No.
The rules are there to be broken.
The rules are there to try and make us understand, but nature does not follow those rules.
This is what
rules.
We think the benchmark is, and then something comes along and they go, what the fuck is the benchmark?
But then you're saying, science is dealt with measuring, right? We use science to measure the
to
world
To try and
us.
Measure.
But then if you say, these measurements don't work, you're not doing
they
science.
They work
then.
Depending on what you need science. It for. They work depending on what
you
need.
Yeah, and
for.
You can go ahead and delineate where what works. You know, Newtonian physics only
multiple
works for
things.
Medium speed, medium size objects.
Not only that, but
then you have to go to quantum
talking,
for
different.
Larger
keep,
or for
keep,
smaller.
You keep going into something else. So we're talking biology, where the evolution
biology is still
involved.
Science.
Yes,
still
but,
science.
But there's evolution involved in it, so it changes and it does whatever it wants. Other sciences have things going on that are already going on.
What you
on,
don't understand is that science is about measuring. You
yes, it is about measuring. Yes, it is about measuring. But you could change things up to be able to measure those
That's
things.
Not
yes, you can.
What it, things? What can you change? What's allowed to be changed with science?
Whenever you put different animals in different groups, you can change those groups. Defining those animals, they can break the
you
rules.
You can. Two measurements. Two standardized measurements.
No.
You can't
just
willy-nilly put turtles inside with snakes. You can't go ahead and put Sicilian inside
No,
with
that's
mammals.
Why they made
you
them
can't.
Their own. That's why they made them their own
when
thing.
When they started milking the Sicilians, where they're like, this is a mammal now. No, they didn't.
No, of course not.
They have
not.
Clear rules.
Of course not.
They're
of
like, yeah,
not.
This isn't a mammal.
It is an amphibian still. Absolutely. It is still an amphibian, but now it milks.
And that didn't change anything.
And before that, if something produced milk and gave it to its babies, that was defined as a mammal. Now that has to change because there's an animal that changes the rules. Same, if there was not a mammal that had been discovered laying eggs, mammals would be live birthers. But because there are two mammals that lay eggs, you can't put that in the rules anymore.
There are several mammals that lay eggs.
Several?
Yeah.
Name them.
All monotremes.
So that's
there's
a whole group.
Two.
Yeah, echidna, platypi.
Echidna and platypus.
And that's it.
That's not it.
That's it.
That's all of them?
That's
Those
all
are
of them.
Only monotremes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's it. That's all you got.
Well. They lay eggs. No, but listen. They lay eggs. Are they no longer mammals?
No, they are.
No, they still are fucking
mammals.
They are mammals.
Yes,
because we have measurements in place.
No, they're measurements. Rules.
What are we measuring
bro,
with them?
Bro,
the
bro.
Phylogeny.
No, listen, Tino. Once those animals are discovered, the way of measuring has to change completely.
I don't think that we were like, oh, let's discover all the mammals, and then they found platypi, and like we have to redefine what a mammal is.
That happens all the time.
I mean,
sure, with other branches, with other things.
It happens all the time. Happened with crocodilians and birds. It happened with so many things. Now, Sicilians fucking produce milk. Now,
I don't know. A Sicilian's going to stay an amphibian no matter what you say.
It is an amphibian.
It's not going
to
be like,
but we
right,
can't
we
use milk to describe a mammal anymore.
No,
when one of
no,
them
I don't think anyone ever did. I don't
Google
think
it.
People are like,
Google
all
it.
Mammals
Google
have
it.
To produce
Google
milk.
Google it. Google it.
Pull it up.
Let's Google see. It.
What are we Googling?
We can Google it.
What? What define a mammal? God damn
what
it.
What defines
define
a mammal?
Define a fucking mammal. Define a fucking
and
mammal.
Also how to milk a Sicilian.
Listen. I think we can meet in a happy medium because there are exceptions to every animal group.
Exactly. So nothing gives a fuck about the little rules to try and standardize
mammals.
Shit.
A group that include humans are warm-blooded animals with hair and vertebrates or backbones. Unlike other classes of animals, female mammals produce milk to nourish their young. Almost all mammals, this is terrible, I'm terrible at reading, give birth to live young. That's it says almost all.
You hear this? And what they say about the milk? Shut up, bitch.
No, I mean...
it comes out the titty.
Wait, do the Sicilians have little titties?
Yes,
no.
They do. No,
no, they don't sweat it.
They sweat milk?
Same yeah. as monotunes do that. Monotunes do that.
Yes.
Bitch.
So what? It's a
bitch.
Cream now?
No.
No, it's
not.
It's
not.
We have standards. We have standards.
No. No. It changes the standards we already had for the mammals. Females are the ones that produce milk unlike other groups of animals. Now that is not true because there's one that produces milk and it's not a mammal. So you can't use that definition anymore when something else
I don't know.
Produces milk.
You can talk to the Brazilian biologist. I don't think they were like, should we
I
redefine
can't speak to him.
Should we redefine what a mammal is?
I'm
no.
still confused. Do you think they should redefine it?
No.
Do
no.
you think they should redefine
I'm
it?
I'm saying
you
need standards.
Redefine what a mammal is now that an amphibian produces milk. Because you saw the definition there. Part of the definition is that the females produce milk for the young. Now, there's something else that does it.
Okay, so...
It broke the rules.
Wait,
so
but
they
is
have
it
to redefine
actually
mammals.
Milk?
Yes.
No,
yes.
Look. What you're doing is a categorical error, okay? All mammals produce milk, but just because you produce milk doesn't make
Except
you a mammal.
Unlike other animals.
A lot of other animals don't produce milk.
But is it actually milk?
Yes.
Like, can I buy it at the store?
Are you arguing about the definition of milk? I mean, no. In all honesty, that can go up for debate. What constitutes milk? A nutrient-rich substance? I'll produce a nutrient-rich substance right now.
Whoa! That was crazy.
Yo, buying organic Sicilian milk at Whole Foods is crazy.
Sicilian cheese.
Sicilian cheese.
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
Yo, put some Sicilian cheese on your pizza.
A Sicilian pizza.
From Sicily.
Ice cream.
Oh god.
Ow. Dude. Something fell on my eye. God damn it, outside.
That was a Sicilian milk.
anyway.
What the fuck?
look. Speaking of animals that don't fit in our boundaries, all right,
yeah.
Chuck? Australia, they just did a study that snakes can audibly hear sounds, not
mm-hmm.
just ground vibrations that we
mm-hmm.
thought like before,
mm-hmm.
but that all of a sudden it's like, hey, no, they can actually respond to purely auditory stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool. I think it is limited study. They only studied Australian species. They studied the elapids there, Pseudonia, and they also did the death adders. They did
those are all elapids.
Aspidites, I think.
Okay.
Which are the Womas blackhead pythons.
Uh-huh.
But
question.
Yeah, very cool.
How did they test what frequencies?
Pink
that-
noise.
So, yeah, they put them in a soundproof room and then emitted from speakers certain sounds. They did, I think the study said that they did one that did do ground vibrations
uh-huh.
and two that only did auditory vibrations.
Yeah, they used pink sound for
yeah.
all of it in different frequencies.
And the study also Ooh. Found that certain snakes, dependent on genus, respond a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That basically some snakes were more shy and
head
they would kind of coil away,
yeah.
get away from it. Whereas I think Oxyuranus, like the taipans,
mm-hmm.
they would actually go towards it. They were like interested and investigative of the sound.
Huh.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay.
Very, very cool. So and they can also, it was within, I think it was 600 hertz is a sound that they can hear, which is within range of the human voice.
Yes, it is.
What
yeah.
the
they can hear
is
our voices.
Is the lower part of our voice. Pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah. But they can hear our voices.
Hmm. That's like
cool.
the mid-range, low
At least Australian species
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine it's only the Australian ones? And then no. the other ones are just deaf as fuck.
It's maybe, so that they can hear maybe, the didgeridoos in the wild down there.
I wonder about vipers, because they're a little bit dumber. I feel like elapids are
they're a lot
ready up there.
Too.
Yeah, they're all up there. Maybe. Now, this is my argument with it.
Tell me.
Sensing or being able to sense sounds is not equivalent to hearing.
I got a question. We're outside. Yeah. If a tree falls down in the forest, but no one's around to hear it,
depends
does it make
on
a sound?
Depends on if the bear shat in the woods.
So, to respond, are you not finished?
I'm not finished.
Okay, go.
I'm not finished.
Go.
So, the reason we hear the way we do is because sound goes into our ear canal, correct? Uh-huh. It hits the little drum, and the drum hits these little hairs that cause electricity to go to the brain. Uh-huh. And then the brain produces those as sound the way we do. That's what we hear. Even though we hear not only different frequencies, but within those different frequencies, we can hear differently from, like, depending what's causing the noise. Now, a snake, the vibration travels through the air, through the skin, then hears a drum-like structure, and then they produce sound from that, quote-unquote. But it's not the same as us hearing.
I think that process was exactly the same, except it goes through scales.
Yes, but sound is a wave, and when it hits something, usually it bounces. So higher pitch bounces off, that's why they can't hear it. Now, the new frequencies that are going in through scales and skin, which are not here, this is a tunnel. The tunnel causes the waves to keep going in the same way that they were made. Uh-huh. If the tunnel is not there, it's going to change those vibrations very differently.
Sure, yeah.
So, for example, if something is at 600 hertz, it could be different things making this, like, same frequency, different sounds. We can differentiate what each thing is.
Sure.
If
you're talking about sound waves.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't have that tunnel, that canal, then all the sounds will sound the same.
No, not necessarily.
Why not?
All right. I want everyone at home to conduct an experiment, okay?
Cover your ears.
Cover your ears and start yelling. Can you still hear?
It's different.
Yes.
It's different.
Yes, you can.
Because things still go through the tunnel. The tunnel's still there. You can't just take it away.
Completely, look, you can hear underwater.
I think
you can hear underwater where water's completely filling your ears.
Yeah, and whenever you hear underwater, it sounds way different than what I actually hear.
Of course.
Exactly.
You can still hear.
Yeah, but
you can hear human voice.
Yes, but air moves, correct, right? Yeah. Water moves as well.
Yeah.
If there's scale and keratin and muscle covering it, you won't be able to hear the same.
Yes, you can.
I don't
still
think that there's an argument that they can't hear. I think that there's an argument that they hear different.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
all
animals
hear different.
Because it's probably
that's
just like
what I'm saying. They don't hear the way we do.
No, but they do hear the way we do.
They can
auditory sound waves.
They can detect the waves, but they can't hear the way we do.
Well,
they can hear different sounds, different things.
Littering!
Look, listen. The point of the paper was that it isn't solely
they can detect
ground
it.
Vibrations.
Yes.
They can detect audio vibrations.
Of course.
That's fire. That's cool.
That's obvious.
They
if you have
hear us.
If you go to a concert, right? And they put music, right? You can feel the vibration of the speakers. If somebody that's deaf goes to that same concert, they can feel the vibration come from the speakers that are low vibrations.
Deaf is completely different.
Talking about being deaf at a concert, have you seen those people signing at concerts?
No.
They'd be lit.
Oh, wait, yeah.
They'd be lit. They'd be outside, bro. They'd be outside, bro.
Anyways.
No, but yeah, so.
We need one right here.
Fuck. The ASL threw me off. The snakes can still hear. They can still hear audio vibrations. Yes, it's going to be different. Every animal hears different. Hears different frequencies. We hear different from each other. We're never going
to
know what each other
hears. Yeah,
but
the things that have a canal are very similar to one another, just louder and less loud.
Sure, more similar. But the point is, it's not just ground vibrations.
I think that's already been known.
Better question. If a snake could hear,
they do.
What type of music would it like?
Snake jazz.
Snake jazz?
That's that funny. That was good.
Thank you, Rick and Morty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. It's a reference.
I don't watch that show. I don't fucking know.
No, but yeah.
That was a dad joke.
It was.
Fuck, dude.
It's a biology teacher joke.
But no, it's really cool. It's really cool. I hope that other scientists go ahead and do kind of other snakes, other countries.
I
want to
know vipers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, if they can hear their own rattles, also cool. Also very cool.
I wonder. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about them, now that I think about it?
Yeah.
They do live in a canal. Like the
what
burrows.
Mean vipers?
Oh,
yeah.
The burrows, so sound probably travels down differently.
It amplifies sound? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what kind of sound you're hearing a lot of, like, out in the wild.
Steps.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Stumping.
Calls, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hmm. What would be cool is if you could see if they could differentiate between sounds. Like, if they can go, like, if it's that specific enough where they can determine your voice versus your voice.
That's what I doubt.
I also doubt it. Because of what I said.
I doubt it because of what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard. Obviously, it's harder to hear when you don't have an open canal straight to your friggin' brain.
It's not straight to the brain, dude. I just explained it.
No, the nerves are right there in the hairs. It's straight to the brain.
No, but the snakes don't have it in their hairs.
Yeah.
No, but the sound has to go through a barrier first. The sound has to penetrate a barrier. Yeah.
Multiple barriers.
Yeah. The sound has to penetrate first.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Anyway,
so if a sound, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound?
Yes.
It depends how you determine sound. Does sound have to be perceived? If yes, then yes, someone has to be around to hear it. If sound does not have to be perceived, it's literally just the movement through the air. No, it still made a sound, just no one was around to hear it.
Yeah.
What fuck did you just say? That guy offended me.
I offended? Did I answer the unanswerable question?
All I know is that it made sound. It made sound. It fell, made sounds. Waves went around, the air went crazy.
Yo, this log is going
Some bird over. Got scared as fuck.
What I think was most interesting about this paper was that specific genuses responded differently.
Yeah, that is very
that's
interesting.
That's so cool. Most interesting.
That's probably
so
true. Okay, to me, that's probably because of what they eat, especially their lapids.
If they're like a prey versus a predator type.
Like vipers are very stationary for the most part, and they wait for shit to get close to them. Yeah. When you look at a lapids, you got shit that tracks other animals down.
I was actually going to argue even further and say snake eaters versus mammal eaters.
Yeah.
If you are like looking for snakes, you're probably not relying on sound at all. But if you're looking for mammals, you're on top of sound a lot more.
I think you would, because as you walk around, if you're herping, I can hear the sound of a lizard and a snake and differentiate it. So
but a mammal's gonna be way louder.
I bet a lizard stepping around causes a different sound than a snake slithering around.
Yeah, but what about vocalizations? Mammal squeaking, that's an extra
sound.
Yeah, but
you don't see a fucking deer like all over the place.
I don't know. I don't think death adders are eating deer in Australia.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, not all mammals, like, mammals are not like consistently making noise.
Yeah.
Rodents are not just squeaking around all the time.
Yeah.
Pretty quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about snakes eating snakes, did you see that the cottonmouths are, you know, coming back and
they're fighting back.
Yeah, they're fighting back and they're
fighting the good fight.
I have pictures of. I'll show you guys later. I've seen cottonmouths, not personally, eat snapping turtles.
They eat
snapping turtles.
That's so sad. I've seen a cottonmouth eat a throw up from another snake.
Yep.
Ew.
Like a thrown up fish.
Yep.
Ew.
Like, I've seen. Oh. There was a Living Zoology has their documentary about finding an EDB here.
Yeah.
And they showed, like, I don't know how ethical this is, whatever. A freshly killed frog. I think it was like a pig frog or bullfrog.
Yeah.
And they road cruised a cottonmouth and they fed it to him and he just ate it right off the road. I'm like, look, these guys don't have standards. They don't care. Yeah. They're going to eat whatever.
So that was in reference, because I didn't even say what it was. It was that cottonmouths are apparently there. Somebody did an x-ray of one and they found Burmese pythons.
Yep.
Just chilling in their tummies.
Yep. Crazy.
So
cool.
We solved the problem.
No.
We need more cottonmouths.
No, listen.
There's so many.
Cottons, indigos eat them. Bobcats eat them. It's not about what eats them or not. It's about the size of the animal. Once it's full grown, nothing eats it. It's done.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A cottonmouth will max out three foot, but a Burmese will max out almost 20.
Sounds like we solved the problem, as long as they're getting them young enough.
Actually, I think the solution is bigger cottonmouths.
Whoa!
We need 20-foot cottonmouths.
We need to hybridize them with Burmese pythons.
No, we can just release a larger venomous snake.
King cobras!
Oh, dude!
You guys are geniuses,
bro.
We solved it. The Everglades.
We did it. Did you also see the giant berm pile?
No.
They recently found, like, I don't know if it was 50-foot across, 15-foot across. I don't know. They found a huge pile of breeding berms
just hanging out vibing.
I think they were in pursuit of like a single female, but there was a bunch of males dogpiling this.
They
female.
Ran garters, a train on that fucking female.
I gotta show you the pictures. It's like a pile of berms. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'll put it up. So yeah, definitely send
them. You're down bad as a snake.
When you're down bad as a snake. Yeah, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's fucking gross. Put them all down.
If you guys want to see something cool, look up like garters. No.
What was he gonna say?
Look up garter snake mating pile.
What was he gonna say?
Good job, catching your soul.
I don't know. I thought he was gonna say like acorn or something.
No. That's so funny.
Anyways, My brother-in-law, he told me that if he didn't hear us talking about this on the podcast, he was going to get very upset. But he sent me a thing that, I mean, I know we've spoken about people eating Burmese pythons before, but he sent me a thing about how that could be a primary source of meat for humans.
Okay.
In like the long run. Do you guys think that something like that would make an impact on populations?
It can. The problem is that there has been studies with mercury, too much mercury in them. So too much mercury is not good
what
for
if
humans.
Mercury is in retrograde?
Fuck you, dude.
I hate you.
Fuck you, dude. Because that's what like people are doing in Puerto Rico with like caiman and iguanas, but now they have retics all over the place.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know.
I think maybe it's a specialty meat item, but like if you're thinking about putting something to extinction, like let's say the gators, you had to be getting a lot more than meat from them. You know, you had to be getting.
I mean,
like,
they would do that. They already do. They already do like burns. Leather and shit. Yeah.
I guess. It has to be like a pursued commodity. People in Florida, they love the gator shit. They're like, oh my gosh, I want to go ahead and have a gator.
Yeah, imagine berm.
I don't think a lot of people are the same way.
You
think
for so? Sure. Huh. For sure. I would go down and eat one.
Well, you're a snake guy. That's different.
I will go down. I think most people would.
Really?
Absolutely. Because it's like all the big berms in the Everglades. Big berms in the Everglades. It's like all the gators in Florida. Same thing.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Here, let's take a poll. Would you try berm?
Dude, I've thought about that because I love meat. Pause. and I really would try like any kind of meat. But
pause.
But the snake stuff it's hard for me.
Pause.
Yeah. There's so much to unpack here. Pause. Fuck it. Yeah, I guess I'll try some snake meat. Pause.
You would.
Pause.
If we were somewhere and they had it, you would eat it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It'll be like, oh, it's already here. Like,
I wouldn't go out of my way to get it. Like, I've been to like gator parks where they sell gator bites, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
But like, if we're at an area where there's a barbecue and everybody's just passing around gator meat, and I'm like, well, I've never had it. Let me try it.
Yeah. What about you, Chuck?
I'll try anything.
Yeah, I would fucking eat it,
Eric.
Whoa.
I want to eat an iguana
if it looks tasty. Okay.
If it looks
not
tasty,
snake looks disgusting.
Okay, what if they like set it up like it's like steak,
like it's shredded. You don't see
it's shredded.
Spine
yeah.
Shredded?
It's an empanada. It's an empanada.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Empaberms.
Empaberms.
I'm down.
Berm panada, dude.
Berm panadas is fire.
It's hard for me to eat chicken,
trademark.
Dude.
Trademark. I'm calling.
You're
the trademark.
So weak, bro. You're just straight up fucking weak, bro. Grow up.
I don't know. I don't think I'd try it. I'm too afraid of getting sick.
That's what I mean. Like, okay. That's another thing. If
mercury
wasn't there and I was down with the shit, I would.
How much mercury is in this thing? Because you eat sushi.
Not even necessarily.
We all eat sushi.
I don't eat sushi. I don't like sushi.
What?
What?
Yeah, I don't eat raw meat.
You know what? We've never seen him eat sushi.
I don't eat sushi.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I hate seaweed for one.
Wait, no, That's a lie. Pokeballs.
That's not sushi.
Yeah, but it's raw meat.
You know what I get in my pokeballs?
What?
Chicken.
That's.
Or spam.
You are so Hispanic.
It's not raw chicken.
That's fucking. A Hispanic dish.
Yeah,
that's
it's funny. Not sushi.
Technically,
I don't eat sushi.
Mandela effect with Tino. Bruh.
I've never eaten sushi.
What the fuck?
No, but yeah.
Well, technically, you could consume
crab rangoons.
They don't have crab in them.
They have imitation crab.
That's
he
not crab.
He doesn't eat sushi.
Yeah, but
fish.
Yeah.
I just figured it out.
But it's not raw
he
fish.
Doesn't.
But there's mercury in that.
No, maybe
in
minimal.
Fish.
They're full of it's Venus. Not.
Maybe minimal amounts, but nothing concerning.
Okay, let me, can I fucking read? Well, technically,
I eat mercury every day.
While technically you could consume Burmese python meat, it's not a common practice in most cultures. However, in some regions where they are considered invasive, efforts have been made to control the population by encouraging their consumption. It's worth noting that before considering consuming any wildlife, it's essential to research local regulations' potential health risks due to bioaccumulated toxins and ethical considerations. So I guess it's being pushed.
He read that from ChatGPT.
Hell yeah! Because we outside!
That's so funny. Honestly, yeah, I think with... Honestly, it's the same thing that happens with turtles. People who eat turtles, they get sick. They get sick all the time.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro? No, they don't.
Yeah.
I literally know a lot of people that eat turtles and...
They're
everyone
sick.
I know that's eating a turtle has gotten sick. I don't know if it's improper cooking or just something
it's
wrong
It's probably
with
something like that.
I think it's meat. It's bad meat.
Whatever, dude. It's literally a regular dish in entire restaurants.
Sure.
All the time.
Maybe I just don't have the stomach. I don't have the gut fauna for it.
Then you're not everybody.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we're asking if I would try berm. All right. That's it.
I'm still dumbfounded on this mercury situation.
Why? Look, this boomer here still has mercury in his thermometers, okay?
Everything
fuck
has
you.
Mercury.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if it's healthy and it's good, I would fucking eat them.
Okay.
I would hunt them myself and eat it.
Okay. How do you guys feel about hunting?
Pass. Strong pass.
I'm
hard pass.
In the clouds about it.
Invasive species, I'm for. Consumption, like personal consumption, I'm for.
I think even more than anti, like, even more opposition, or not, how do I say this? More than like I dislike hunting, I dislike hunters. I don't like hunters. I don't like...
Like, you don't like that culture?
Yeah, I don't like them. I don't like them. I haven't met... Besides, away from family, far away from family, I haven't met people that I'm like, yeah, I could sit down and have food with you. I can't.
Gotcha. Yeah, it is a culture thing, too.
Yeah, I feel weird about...
They're regular ass
I mean,
people.
No, but like...
Yeah, they are.
I don't know.
They're snake heart. When they're snake haters. A lot of them are snake haters.
Yeah, but like Isaiah's a hunter.
That's different. He's hunting invasive species. That's not what
he's a hunter.
Compare.
No. He's a hunter.
I think Tino is more on the lines of some.
Hey, wait.
Timestamp that. But yes. Yeah,
maybe.
That's what it is. That's literally what it is, bro.
I think it's more on the lines of like deer, people that go and hunt elk.
Yeah. For me, it's like when people want the headpiece.
Especially that. They do that too. They take
trophies.
So
that's different.
That's a trophy hunter.
There's different versions of this.
Nasty.
There's different versions of it. Yeah, it's different versions. There's people that hunt to eat. There's people that hunt for trophy. And there's people that hunt for meat and also trophy.
But like, I've Alaskan Inuit, you know, Native Americans, I don't have beef with anybody like that. You know, they do what they got to do. But
so it's
powerful. Again.
Look, for me, for the most part, if you want to eat meat, you have Walmarts available. You know, you
No, but you're getting.
Then you're supporting the farms. That you also hate.
I also hate them, but look. I can hate two different things.
You hear this? You hear this?
I can hate farming and I can hate hunting. I can hate both. Okay, I can hate both.
No,
I can do both.
And you want to you just push
both.
To support the other one.
Yeah, but
what, vegetarians, vegans?
No. You just say go to Walmart instead. Support the farms instead of the hunters. Yeah, that's
you know what. If I had to delineate them, actually no. You know what? Fuck, because farming does impact the environment a lot more.
Yes,
it does impact the
that's
environment.
That's why I do like hunters that hunt for themselves. I don't like hunters that
sustainable hunting.
Yeah. I don't like people that overhunt. I like people that hunt for themselves. I'm okay with that. Hunt invasive species. When it comes to certain species that should not be hunted, like. Yeah. Species that don't reproduce as fast as deer or pig and things like that. Like, yeah. I'm against those things, you know? Like, people that want to hunt, like, alligator. It takes over 10 years to be sexually mature.
Yeah. Well,
like, I'm against that.
Yeah.
But I'm not against, like, deer and animals that can actually reproduce and, like, it's sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you eat turtles, I'm not for because it is not sustainable. Shark is not sustainable for the most part.
Yeah, but if you're killing, like... Well, I hate to say like this because it's weird, but if you're like hunting a couple elk, a couple deer in the season for a year to feed your family, and it's just that's what it is.
Yeah, something.
But it's one person and thousands of hunters all at one time. That's
yeah, but that's why
story.
They have them in seasons.
Right. Yeah, right. And one elk could feed a family for a very long time.
And that's why, because
so
like,
I'm for that.
But then you have 1,000 people in the woods. At
there
one
is
time,
not a there's not 1,000 people. There's not 1,000 people. There's not 1,000 people.
Not in Florida.
There's not.
Sure, not in Florida. The whole of the United States.
That's different because
there's
different.
There's way more than 1,000.
Yes, but there's different environments, different places, different animals, different
still
species.
Still happening all at the same
time. Yeah, but 1,000 people going out to hunt 1,000 animals of different species are not doing that much of harm. If everybody go, if 1,000 people go out and they were hunting all white-tailed deer, that causes a lot of an impact. If 1,000 people go out and everybody's hunting 500 different species, then it's not giving that much of a hole to the environment because it's many different species.
It's just comparative. It's comparative. Yeah,
no,
sure.
It's not.
If a little bit of hunters are out there doing that, nobody's gonna care.
A little,
you know.
And that's also
goes
and that's
out,
also
kills a cottonmouth. Nobody cares.
And also you need permits.
They go out, also, leave a keto bag. Nobody cares. It's when it happens on a mass scale. A lot of people do it. A lot of people hunt.
Mass.
Yeah, but you need a permit, which the money goes back
and
to conservation.
I'm not opposed to the process.
And also,
I'm not opposed to the hunting
also,
process.
It is a limited amount of people that biologists have to come up with because of the environment that they're hunting in.
Yeah.
So I'm not against it because of that.
Yeah.
And even with trophy hunting is 9 times out of 10, the animal in question that got trophy hunted is like a nuisance animal. So it's like an old
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
That's why I'm saying it's not all the time.
I will also say, and again, all the generalizations I'm making are exactly that. They're general. They are not specific to any. I'm not targeting any individual person. But there is a lot of hunters that, I mean, you know, the clout. They do it for clout. They pose with the dead animal. They're like, look how big this one is.
I don't like that.
Whack. Don't do that, dude. Yeah. Like, disgusting.
It's weird.
It is weird. It is weird. It's
but
like,
what are you talking about?
Trophy.
That's so manly. Look what I just murdered.
Look at this big ass animal.
You know what I love?
Rifle,
okay, this
away.
Is going to sound mad vegan, which Chuck hates.
Yards.
But
more than that.
I have seen some pictures where like farmers have produced like very large fruit or vegetables and they pose with them like hunters. They'll like hold them up like, look at how big this is. I think that's hilarious.
that
shit's so funny. Yeah, but I just don't like it. I guess I'm not opposed to hunting itself. I'm opposed to a lot of the practices that people do, the people individually. Yeah. The stereotypes surrounding them. Okay. I don't like fishing? It. Fishing, I'm very similar with fishing. I think sustainably, whatever, there's a little impact. But at the same time, people still pollute. People still leave. Yeah. And it is still damaging to the animal. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're talking about large-scale fishing, like tuna, whales, farming. Sharks, awful, awful, horrible. Yep. Those practices are disgusting.
Yep, I agree.
I don't think everybody has to go vegetarian, but I think if people could eat meat a little less, I think the world would be a better place. I really do.
Okay.
I really do.
So I want to end this on a better note. Think about what that better note's going to be. I'm going to plug something real quick.
Yeah,
so
go
just
for it.
Think in your heads about how it could be positive.
Okay.
So the reptiles with coffee, right? The best reptile coffee. You need to buy it, modernreptileshop.com. You can also see a whole bunch of our merch. We still are in the process of making a documentary about nature. What are you going to say?
The coffee you guys buy is made with the water you guys see behind
us. that's natural caffeine running
that's
through.
That's the coffee fibers. Right there, bro.
We go out and we hunt the coffee beans.
Sustainably.
Tagging it back to Tinley for a second. You know that they pull the guys that make the reptiles with coffee.
It's a red-shouldered hawk.
Red-shouldered hawk.
Another one again.
The guys that make it, they like put up a whole station in Tinley and sell that coffee, their own coffee. I don't know if they sell the reptiles with coffee. They should because it's the best reptile coffee.
It's the best strain.
It's the best strain. They sell it there, and that's
very
fucking
cool.
Sick.
Yeah, that
so
is very cool.
We got to go to Tinley so we can have coffee.
I need a good
that's
coffee.
That's why we need to go.
Fire.
Anyways, merch, all that stuff is in modernreptileshop.com. Support the boys. How are we ending this? What's the positive note?
Yo, look at where we at.
We're outside.
Beautiful place, and this is what we're doing from now on.
And we're talking about good stuff, giving the people good information.
What?
We're talking about good stuff, giving the people good information.
I would say, yo, listen, this guy's a piece of shit.
Thanks.
I fucking hate that guy.
He does.
Piece of shit of a human being. Like, I want to beat him up every day of my life.
Facts.
But right now, bro, that guy right there is doing conservation right
there. Let's go.
That guy right there is doing conservation, doing a whole bunch of projects.
Let's go.
Give it up here. So we're outside. I'm sure Tino's going to get into a lot of conservation shit that we're going to end up talking about here. We're going to push Keepers for Conservation at some fucking point.
We have there's been a lot going on so far this year.
But we're going to get it rolling. We're outside. And I want you guys to be able to see these places. Maybe get inspired. Go outside.
Go outside.
Go fucking outside. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going swimming.
All right. Oh, he's going swimming for real? All right, we're going to watch him go swimming.
He's doing it. He's doing it. Woo! That's a wild man.
That is a wild man. All right, this was the Reptiles with Podcast. Thank you guys so much.